This was one of my dad's favorite sayings for us growing up. Our dad had several sayings that I'm sure Leanne and Steve will share in the coming chapters. Spoiler alert, my favorite was, "Don't major in minors." But in many ways, "No guts, no glory" has been an ongoing theme in the lives of the Ford family. Let me tell you, Steve and Leanne have some major guts. As the oldest of three kids, I had a front row seat to many of Leanne and Steve's adventures. And naturally, our childhood had a profound impact on the people we are today. I tend to field a lot of questions about our childhood. As the older sister, I am the one people ask about what Steve and Leanne were like when we were growing up. Did we always get along? Were they always creative? How did they get a show? Steve is so tall. How tall is Steve? Why does Leanne love white paint so much? I can tell you that growing up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh in the 80s and 90s, we had the blessing of being raised in a loving home where creativity was encouraged, rules were set, and faith was the foundation. In many ways, our parents made us feel that the Ford family was a team. While friends are important, family is everything. I'm 3 years older than Steve, and one of my favorite memories of him was playing on our driveway on a blistering hot summer's day. Steve was around the age of four, and he taught himself to ride a bike without training wheels. A bunch of older neighborhood kids were watching in awe as Steve defied the odds by riding a two-wheel bike at such a young age. Steve was, and still is, in constant motion. As a kid, Steve was always building and taking apart toys, playing in the woods, building go-karts, riding his BMX bike, building ramps, climbing trees, and doing what boys did in those days. Steve and I loved pro wrestling's Hulk Hogan, the movies E.T., Star Wars, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and watching the Dukes of Hazzard on Friday nights and Pee-wee's Playhouse on Saturday mornings. We'd play Mario Brothers and Contra for hours on his Nintendo. I remember being little kids in our church's kids' chorus during an annual Christmas performance. I was around 10 years old. I was dressed as an angel and singing my heart out. Steve, age 7, would lie across the risers out of boredom, refusing to sing in the chorus. The chorus director would get so mad at him, but every Christmas concert, it was the same deal. The director finally got smart and made Steve one of the wise men, so he'd make his appearance and then disappear into the wings. One of my favorite memories about Leanne was when she was born. I was 6 and I was beyond thrilled that we were expecting a baby. It was like a little kid dream come true. I distinctly recall insisting that we name the baby Bongo. I have no idea where that came from, but it seemed like a good idea to my 6-year-old mind. And I remember my parents calling us from the hospital when she was born. We were at our grandma and grandpa Williams's house when I found out they had named the baby Leanne, not Bongo. I was a bit brokenhearted, but that disappointment quickly melted away and was replaced by pure joy of having a new baby sister. Steve and I were literally jumping for joy on my grandparents' screen and porch that night. We celebrated with fudge sundaes, and it was a night I'll never forget. My parents came home from the hospital with Leanne on July 4th. I was so happy and felt like the fireworks we saw that night were in celebration of Leanne's arrival. Leanne was the shyest kid I ever knew. We're talking painfully shy. For the first 4 to 5 years of her life, she really only talked to my mom. We would.